We're in her office, a kind of sanctuary for her memories. On the wall, a wood painting of African-American women from the 1800s who had their own businesses. On her desk, a sign, "Know It," to remind her to let your accomplishments strengthen you. And around her, photographs of young Winfrey, an uncertain girl, who didn't know she would create a show with a theme. You are not alone.
The greatest running theme for me, aside from you are not alone and you must take responsibility for your own life, is that everybody wants to be validated. In every single interview for the 17 hours of that tape, the theme for every single person, regardless of who it is or what the subject is, do you hear me? And did what I have to say mean anything to you?
And through the years, she's brought us everyone from the flashiest celebrities to people we never thought we'd learn from. 1987, residents of an all-white county in Georgia, a virulent explosion of racism on television. The N-word used over and over again to Oprah Winfrey. She says once was enough.
Is it important to draw people out again? Saying the N-word on TV to you.
No.
So that
No. Because everybody already knows what that is now. I felt in the early years of my career that it was necessary for me as an African American to challenge anybody who was saying anything about black people. And then in the middle of one of those shows, this is after Forsyth County, I realized I was not doing myself nor anyone else any good. And I knew that because I was in a commercial break and they had friends in the audience who was going like, "You get her, you tell her, you tell that," and they were using the N-word. And I thought, well, this is crazy. And they're all saying, "Look at Bud, he's on Oprah show and he's telling her." So I decided not to do it anymore.
Vital issues, big laughs. Great questions like, do your eyes light up with love at the things around you? Try asking Oprah something she hasn't asked before.
Apart from Stedman, is there a guy you'd like to kiss?
Oh, God, I hadn't thought about this. But I'm going to think about it.
If you were a guy and were going to marry a girl, not Gail, who would it be?
Selma Hayek.
Oprah Winfrey?
Yes!
Really?
Yeah. I went to interview her for my magazine. And I thought it was going to be like an hour, like 4 hours later, we were still talking.
Does it get harder and harder for your eyes to light up?
Actually, no. There was a period about maybe 4 or 5 years ago when it was. But now, I feel like we've kicked into another gear. I feel like literally something happened to me when I turned 50. I expected that it was going to be good because Maya Angelou had told me that the 50s are everything you've been meaning to be. That's when it all comes together and you will, you know, finish this decade and say, yeah, that's what it was meant to be.